USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas Day 2019 arrives. Pope Francis was leading Christmas Eve Mass hours ago from St. Peter's Basilica, weaving his sermon around the spiritual and personal significance of the night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
This is the gift we find at Christmas. We discover to our amazement that the Lord is absolute gratuity, absolute tender love. His glory does not overwhelm us. His presence does not terrify us. He is born in utter poverty in order to win our hearts by the wealth of his love.
The Pope also telling the faithful, quote, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." Today is also the third day of Hanukkah. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Many world leaders are waiting rather uneasily, it's believed, this morning to see what sort of, quote, Christmas gift North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plans to give the United States. Kim warning that he will have what he's called a Christmas gift for America unless the Trump administration was to have lifted economic sanctions by the end of the year. President Trump himself did not seem terribly concerned when questioned about it by reporters yesterday.
Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test.
If Kim does, as many suspect, he will launch a long-range missile test. It will be the first time he's done so in over 2 years. An apparent murder-suicide reported in Florida on Christmas Eve. Lakeland police say 3 adults died in the tragedy. 4 children were rescued. All under the age of 10, they're now said to be unharmed and safe. Police not discussing a motive yet, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Half of American workers ending 2019 without getting a raise at work this year. A Bankrate survey says cost of living raises used to be common, but now even they are rare. Nearly a third of those getting raises did so by finding a higher-paying job. One analyst said companies are no longer giving everyone the same percentage salary increase, even when they do give raises, but now they're rewarding their top performers only. A viral Facebook post that claims Kroger supermarkets are giving away free groceries for a year is fake. The grocery chain is warning customers about that phony Facebook page that started the whole thing. It's been shared tens of thousands of times. The Facebook post claiming that Kroger.com is celebrating Christmas by giving away groceries for a year to 4 lucky families. Kroger says on Twitter it's a fake Facebook page and they recommend customers not even click on the link in the page. And California police say 2 porch pirates were arrested after flipping their car while trying to escape from police in Chico. The 2 suspects allegedly had over 100 pieces of stolen mail and packages in their car at the time. The man and the woman now charged with identity theft, mail theft, and violation of probation. Neither one hurt in the rollover. Deputies found packages from 37 different addresses in their car, as well as a little methamphetamine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.